This is the Thursday Morning Zine. I am Tom Yoder. Southwest Colorado Community College helps prepare students for entry into the workforce, career advancement, or career change through certificate and associate degree programs. But students at the school not only have an opportunity to advance their career goals, they also enjoy a local campus that offers state-of-the-art classrooms and access to benefits that go beyond academic necessities. Joining me here in the studio this morning to talk about the school is Jennifer Stark. She is an academic advisor at Southwest Colorado Community College. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Tom. That was a pretty good introduction.
Oh, thank you.
Did they hire you?
Yes, I get paid to make these introductions, believe it or not.
It's pretty good. I might copy it, take it back.
Let's talk a little bit first off the bat about Southwest Colorado Community College, because there are two campuses. Can you explain the structure of Southwest Colorado Community College for us?
Yeah, I think one of the things that's really important for people that are considering the Southwest Colorado Community College system is to understand that it's part of the larger network of Pueblo Community College. So Pueblo Community College is stationed out of Pueblo, you know, Colorado, and then it has branch campuses to help expand the opportunity for community college accessibility to people in rural regions. So in order to do that, it has a campus in Fremont, Canyon City area, and then it has a branch campus out in the southwest area. And in order to make that more feasible because of the geographic sort of challenge of the area, they put one in Durango, and then they, when the San Juan Basin Vo-Tech College decided to transition out, they took over the campus there in the Mancos site. They call it the Mancos site. It's between Mancos and Cortez. A lot of people drive by it and think of it as the Vo-Tech still.
Right. And today we're mostly going to be talking about what's going on the Mancos campus.
Right. There's some initiatives that are going on both campuses, and we're trying to make that happen to service both populations of students underneath the Southwest Colorado Community College network system. But we've launched a couple of things. You know, maybe they let me sit too idle. So I launched a couple of projects over here on this side that then we're going to also try to take over the hill to the Durango side. So they're particularly around benefits for students that attend those campuses.
All right. So why do you see students choosing Southwest Colorado Community College right now?
Well, there's a couple of things that I think are important to think about. I think one thing that's really important to think about in terms of access to higher education is what role do community colleges play in that? And community colleges can be oftentimes that first stepping stone for families to make college and a college pathway accessible to them. Community colleges have a tendency to be more affordable. They have a tendency to have a more flexible schedule because they work with a non-traditional type student. That means a student that is either concurrent in high school at the same time that they're trying to pursue college credit, which we offer, or they have been out of school for quite a long time and are trying to transition back into something to move themselves forward economically and some sort of advantage in another career path. So community colleges can play that role, but the other part that community colleges do in terms of playing that role is they often are the pulse of what those communities are because they're made up of those community members, and so they can see what the next, what I call, and people that do economic development work call economic drivers of the area, and then be able to harbor those skills and expertise that those workers would need in-house and offer that then as an educational pathway.
So what are some programs that are being offered at the school right now that most people may not be aware of?
Well, these campuses, the Southwest Colorado Community College campuses, have an interesting or a kind mix because they offer educational institutional skill trades, and at the same time that they also offer liberal arts introduction courses. So some of our baseline courses that we have that are skill trades based that help get you in the door and get you employed very quickly in a region are the nurse aide, medical assistant, medical prep program, the welding program, the automotive program, the cosmetology program, are some of those baseline programs that will get you in a certification-based place where then you could maybe pursue a 2-year degree after that. And then, of course, a 2-year can lead to a 4-year and then on and on.
So beyond the academics, what kinds of other benefits and perks is the school now offering to the students who are in classes there?
Well, some of my frustration when I first came to the campus is to see that students, and many students see this too, and they'll see it on any campus that they attend. You go to college, you're really excited, and then you get the bill. And there's all these strange little fees on there. And you have to wonder, what are these fees going to? And how is that benefiting me? And so I worked with a group of students who pulled their bills for me and said, we would like to understand what these fees are doing. And if you could make that turn into a real asset to us, we would be really appreciative. So we started looking at what that could be. And one of those was this activity fee that was going on in the bill structure. So I wanted to say that the biggest partner in any of this work that I've done is my service that I did on the board of Region 9 Economic Development, and I really want to thank them. I think they're even an underwriter here.
Correct.
But they really always generated this kind of mantra that you try to take whatever you're going to do and make that initiative economically benefit all the partners. And so what I did was take that activity fee and say, how do we recapture that money, make it a benefit to the student, and also make it regionally sit back in our area? So it's money that's recirculating. And so we went over to the Cortez Recreation Center and worked with them to generate a corporate sponsorship agreement to allow students that are taking a certain number of credits that are paying into this fee that's substantial and be able to turn that into an access to the recreation center. So
the activity fees now that the students are paying for them to go use the rec center.
Correct.
And they can
avenue for them to do it. That's right. And there's some guidelines to that, and we're working on what that policy structure will be because, you know, it's got to be able to replenish the pot so that you can still have access to go do that stuff. But that money originally was shipping off to Pueblo, and now we've been able to recapture it. And, you know, for me, it's really important to do that because it's a service. It means that the money that the students pay goes to a service that is provided here, and that service then goes and employs people that are here. So, I mean, it just creates a full circle that is pretty important to me.
You're listening to the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, my guest is Jennifer Stark. She's an academic advisor at Southwest Colorado Community College. This morning, we're talking about what's going on at the college, some of the programs and benefits that are being offered there. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back here on the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, my guest is Jennifer Stark. She is the academic advisor at Southwest Colorado Community College. And this morning, we're talking about activities and initiatives that are happening over in the Mancos campus between Cortez and Mancos near the Mesa Verde entrance there. Jen, let's talk a little bit more about some of the other initiatives that are going on right now on the Mancos campus. What's going on?
Yeah, so the second sort of initiative that we took underway this past year was to look at food and food quality. So as people who have either driven by the campus and or attend the campus know, it's kind of right out in the middle of both Mancos and Cortez. So if you are going to eat something and you were sort of a poor planner in terms of packing your lunch, you're making a strut. You know, it's going to be a run, and it's a minimum of 24 miles, 12 out, 12 back, either side is the shortest I can figure out. And you also go by the State Patrol substation, which creates another sort of variable if you have a heavy foot and or you are pressed for time. So it can get to be a very expensive lunch if you don't watch what you're doing.
Adding the speeding ticket into it.
Yeah. And you know, I've had my fair share of that experience, but I don't want to go on about that. So anyway, so one of the things we looked at is how do we look at providing food and food service out there? It is very expensive for any institution to look at providing food in-house because you have to have certified kitchens, you have to have certified staff, you got to have enough volume of people using that thing to be able to do it.
And so, and you're talking about like a cafeteria.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we started looking at what those secondary options were, and we had good fortune in going over and talking with Zuma, who, much like Jeff Pope, the director of this radio station, is way into half-baked ideas. So I had this half-baked idea to go over and talk with Zuma, and bless Cynthia, she is a half-baked idea person too. And so we started trying to launch this last semester what we call Zuma Express. The thing I want people to keep in mind is that we want that to be accessible to students, but we also want it to be accessible and open to the public. So she sort of had a perk in there to think that maybe it's a quick drive in and drive out, easier than maybe turning to Mancos and going around the corner and getting in the store. People that are commuting out of Cortez coming that way could get a hot cup of coffee, the same sort of thing she has at Zuma, the burrito, the sandwiches, the salads, those kinds of things, and opening that campus up as a public sort of spot for Zuma to have that going. So we started Zuma Express this semester, and it's running Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 1 o'clock. And if you bring your little mug, it's the same price as you would at the other store, you know, dollar refill. She's doing all the same sort of local patronage type stuff that she's doing at the other store. So we've been really excited about that. The second phase of this that I think is really important that I wanted to talk about in terms of economic development is that there's this strange idea that we've had through the K-12 system that children need to eat, and they need to eat breakfast every morning, and they need to eat something healthy. And we've done a really good job on K-12 systems in offering that. And then somehow when you turn 18, you're allowed to eat garbage, and you're supposed to think well and function well and do that. And so you see people, even grown adults like you and I, just eating garbage or not eating at all. And so this initiative had a second fold to it, which was, how do we try to get healthy foods out to the students that maybe didn't pack their lunch or were delinquent on their own food choices from home, and make sure that if they do have a choice, it's a reasonable choice, but it's something that's healthy so that they think well. We're reinvesting in them so that they do well in school.
It's the total package, the health and learning package.
Well, and here's the deal. The deal is, if this works, you got people that are eating good food, that are thinking well, passing college, and you're also supporting a person who employs local people above, way above, the minimum wage. I was surprised what Zuma tries to do to employ people at a livable wage around here. So and I know people have a mantra around here about things being expensive, but all things are expensive. It's a matter of making some choices that are reasonable to make that feedback into the system that in the end benefits you.
Jen, just real quickly, what are some of the common misconceptions that people have about Southwest Colorado Community College?
Well, one, they still think it's the VOTEC.
Some people still call it the VOTEC. Sometimes
they
do.
It's fine. It's a location thing. I'm down with that, you know. That's fine because it's a location association. I mean, there's people still in this area that are like, you know, we're the old Walmart, you know, at the old Walmart, that kind of thing. So, and that's fine. I don't mind that. But what I do think is important for them to understand is that that old VOTEC structure has a lot of opportunity within it. And it has a lot of ability to transcend people from the current position that they're in if they want to put the work into it, into something further down the road for themselves.
How do people find out more about the school and what's offered?
Well, I think it is really important for you to get on the Facebook page, because I have a really good Facebook person who does that. You know, it's the Facebook, and you can just put Southwest Colorado Community College and it'll come up and you can join. And then you'll see all sorts of really good information about the Durango campus in case you're interested in going over there. But there's also really good information about the Mancos campus and some of the initiatives that are going on there. That's the fast way to do it. The other fast way to do it is if you're driving to Durango for anything or maybe to Mesa Verde, why don't you bring your cup in and stop and get a cup of coffee and come see me. We're there in the go zone. And then, of course, you can always make an appointment to meet with any one of us out there. The phone number out there is 564-6200. And you can come on out and see what kind of a fit might be for you.
All right. Jen, thanks so much for coming in and talking with me this morning. I appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Jennifer Stark. She's the academic advisor at Southwest Colorado Community College. You've been listening to the Thursday Morning Zine. Today's program was produced by myself, Tom Yoder, and our theme music was written and performed by Brett Peja.